Blog Talk Radio.
And those who may be listening for the umpteenth time, my congratulations, my welcomes. My name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting here each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, it's because of you, folks, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the texters, that the show just gets better and better and better. And as tonight you're going to see, it will be no different. Thank you for tuning in tonight, folks. This is going to be an awesome and outstanding show, pretty much just like everything else you've heard before. And for those here again, as I mentioned before, if you're listening for the very first time, I thank you for your ear and thank you for your time. You will not be disappointed tonight. Keep in mind that your opinion, your comments are very much welcome here, as they always are. Last week, we did an outstanding show, folks. Ooh-wee, it was one of them. Like, dude, you for real? We went all the way there. Trevor stepped in and touched base with the show. He came on the happy hour. We had calls from all over the country that chimed in, and we gave the lowdown on the down low. And if you missed any of that show, for whatever reason, I highly encourage you to go back and click on that link here at blogtalkradio.com on the online happy hour and check out that particular topic. It was. If you don't have any idea about the down-low lifestyle or the way things go, I highly encourage you to click on that. Now, it's not about you knowing or trying to be a part of it, but it's about you being educated and understanding about it. Sometimes people felt as if they didn't want it. No, that's not my topic. That's not something I want to call in and talk about. Well, that's understandable. But then again, you got to think about yourself. There may be some things when you were younger that your parents didn't want to talk to you about or didn't make the time to talk to you about. How'd you find out about it? Who would have known you or would have thought about liking it? Not saying anything. Just letting you know it can happen. If you're not the one informing somebody, somebody else will. And they'll tell them their own special way. So keep that in mind, folks. It's all about getting real, living vicariously through others. You're not labeled in any certain way because you listen to a particular episode or topic, but we learn from each other. That's what it's all about. Big shout out to the fam. Coming down and keeping it real. This is, folks, brought to you by an outstanding organization doing big things in the DFW and all over the Lone Star State and worldwide, as we say it. It's brought to you apart this show by One World Unlimited, One World Class, folks. With their motto and their theme, one vision, one goal, to increase you. One world. If you are active on the internet, you can check us out. HowWasYourWeekend.com. Follow us on Facebook at HowWasYourWeekend page. You can follow me on my website at AndyBrownSpeaks.com. Check us out on Twitter. We need to tweet a little bit more often. HWY Weekend. And get ready for the Funkified Real Deal as we about to go ahead and lay it down tonight, folks. You give me just a moment. We're talking about friendship. What it entails. Who a friend is. What a friend does. Give you an idea of who can be a friend, who's not a friend. Things of that nature. So I know the show kind of came on just a touch at a different time. But I had to say a small prayer and give a small shout out. You know, if you heard any of this show during the entire run this year, and maybe during my entire stint here on Blog Talk Radio, in the very first episode, there was a young lady that was involved with me. And it was a necessity to have her involved in doing things that I do. She has an outstanding voice and interest in mine, a trip to know. But a great woman to love, man. That's just a real good, down-to-earth, real person. Some of you might have heard her on the show, and I'm talking about the one and only Nardi Nicole. You've heard her on the show. You've heard her trip out and say some outstanding and tripped out things. It can make some sense. It can turn your heads. But it's going to grab your attention. And this personality is something that you don't catch very often. We didn't get to hear her call in last week because, you know, situations happen and they arise. And you just never know what's going to happen in somebody's life that can make any type of change, but just want to just dedicate just a few moments of silence to my friend, to my true friend, who believed enough in self, who believed enough in me to step up and help see this vision come true. Or at the conversation, knew some directions that we wanted to go with this venture. You know, had a little kiki, a little joke like, dude, really? Okay, but I can see you. It makes sense. People talk about their ride or die, friends to the end, hi-de-ho, ha-ha-ha, all that type of stuff. But this is a true friend. So I just want to give just a few moments of remembrance to a good friend that I lost, Nardi Nicole. Legal name, Shawishi Nicole Trim. My fellow family and friends of GSU Grambanites, you might know her by her nickname as Shaky. But this was my dog. This was my friend. So let me just allow just a few moments of silence. I'm going to come back to the show, and we're going to get into it, get involved. Just one moment. As I give honor to my friend in the life who passed away this Saturday, Ms. Shawishi Nicole Trim. 100. Well, folks, I'm here tonight to talk about something that's real, something that's straight up and on the chest tonight. Friendships. We have them. People know us. People like us. They do things with us. They do things for us. Makes us close. Makes us enjoy each other's company, keeps us bonded in some kind of way. Why do we learn from one another? What makes us friends, childhood relationships, coworkers, Facebook buddies, chums, pals? That's my friend. That's my buddy. What makes someone a friend, we say? How do we define the word friend? Who is this one? What do they do once you grab somebody? We can talk about that tonight, folks. When you chime in, keep it 100 with them, folks. You can call in with the number 646-727-3279. Share your input, share your interest on this one. And also join us in the chat room, folks. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Spell was with a Z. and join us in the chat room and share your thoughts on that as well. Who a friend is, what a friend does, how do you become one? We're going to talk about that. We're going to get right into it, folks. Understand the definition of a friend is.
Bobby.
That's how we're going to start this show. That's how we're going to keep it going. That's how we're going to keep it moving and grooving and shaking and keeping it 100. So keep in mind your thoughts, your opportunities, your input, your insight, your opinions are welcome tonight. And I send this one out to my friend, Ms. Shawishi Nicole Trim, also known as Naughty Nicole on here today. The definition of a friend is, well, what is a friend? You know, Webster defines it a certain way, the dictionary, that is. It's a person that's attached to another person by different feelings, drawn to them, a like kinship, a person who gives assistance, a supporter, a person who is on good terms with someone, a person who is not hostile, really. Interesting, because you look at the noun of the word friend, and you attach yourself to that. So with someone who gives assistance, someone who's willing to help you, because not a lot of people are. You got to keep that in mind. I mean, if things go down and things get tough, are you willing to help out and step in and help somebody? Or is it always about self? When you need something, you can go on and you can move and say, I can call my friend to help me out. Those of you who have trucks, are you always getting phone calls from people with that man question, can you help me move? Are you a friend or just because you're convenient and you got something? You're good with assistance. Take it back to the classroom days, back when you were younger, at the age of some of your children. That's when you really just start to develop a good friendship. You reached out to someone maybe that was in your classroom and you bonded, you found a special kinship, you helped each other. You know, they passed you the crayons, you got the paper. You developed a relationship there. And you can see as little kids and little children, some of you are, some of you parents, daycare, workers, teachers, happy teacher appreciation week to all the teachers and educators out there. But they can be a test to this as well. Sometimes one of the cruelest and hardest things that a child can never say to another child is, you're not my friend anymore. Oh, my God, devastating. So whatever issues that may have happened with them, some type of thing, they're going to lose that relationship. They've lost that assistance. They've lost that help. They've lost that kind spirit in their life. Even at a very young age, we can notice these types of things. How did this happen? How did this arise? AB, really, why you want to talk about this? We can't talk about no nasty shit. We can't talk about no sex. We can't talk about no booty freaking type deals. Probably not tonight. Because the whole essence of the show and this topic is communication and relationships. So we're finding out the essence of the core where this comes from. Friendship. The definition of a friend is someone who is willing to give. Now, if you're a person that's not into giving, not really want to give of your time, give information, then what are you really doing? Who is this person that's really around you? Are they somebody that's taking away constantly from you, draining you? For all the folks here in the technological world that we live in right now, we are so conditioned and used to the social media network of Facebook. We have several friends, several hundreds of friends. But are they really friends? Do these folks really help us in our time of need? 200, 700, 1,000, 6,000 friends that you can call on for help. You go through all kinds of situations in a lifetime, in a month, in a week. How many of those names on your page can you go to for assistance? How many of those people can come to you for assistance? Is that really your friend? If they never talk to you throughout the day, would it matter? Definition of a friend is tonight. We're going to talk about that. Share your thoughts on this one. Feel free. 646-727-3279. Join us in the chat room and type away. Feel free. That's what it's all about. How do you know someone is truly being a friend for you? They give assistance. They support you. Giving support and sharing with someone, that's truly very important, because having that support is standing close to your own foundation. Giving, sharing, very, very important, very powerful words. Because without this, if nobody's giving into you and nobody's sharing with you, they're not giving of themselves, which is a genuine feature. They're not giving. They're not willing to extract or push out or show you anything. And is that being reciprocated? Are you doing the same? Who have you helped? Who have you given your assistance to? For any type of situation, whether it's financial, whether it's mental, whether it's personal, is there anyone out there that you're supporting that you can call your friend? Here again, back in this technological world that we live in, not only just Facebook, but also that device that we carry around nonstop, like our own personal pacemaker, our telephones, our cell phones. Several names and numbers in there of people that you're supporting. Are they? Are they people that you're giving to? Regardless of what the case may be, is that something that you're able to do? Let's keep it 100 tonight and talk about it. Keep it real. Here we go. I got to go to the phone lines, folks. You know how we do up in here. The thoughts are welcome. The calls are what they are. I'm about to go down to the dirty, filthy, nasty, dirty South, that is, Houston, Texas, and get one of GSU's own. On the line, you heard her on the show not too long ago, when we talked about when does the size matter, the second round, and I want to bring her back on again, chiming in from the H, keeping it real and keeping it 100. Our friend, our homie, the one and only top notch model for Hot Foot Apparel, she's on the line right now. Marlene Palmer, Molly, what's up, sweetheart? You on the line with us tonight?
What's up? What's up, Andy? I was just speaking with Hot Witty, and he was telling me, you know, what happened with Nicole, and we was just reflecting on, you know, you can, you know, you're not knowing anybody personally, but it just lets you know that you could be in contact with a person, and you then the next day that person dies. I mean, we was just talking about how life just unfolds right in front of your face. I mean, we was just having a good conversation, like you were saying, 2 weeks ago. And, you know, and I consider her as a, you know, as a friend anyway, because she was a gremlinite. And you know how we all are family. We family. Anybody that went to Gremlin will tell you we're family. You know, we stuck together because, like you were saying, it was no cell phones. It was no you know, internet, mm-hmm. You know, it was just a big fat pager, and if you was able, you could get you a bag phone in your car.
Okay.
So, you know, if people don't remember that, you know, because when we were on the yard, you know, we made friends, you know, we actually made friends because all we had to do was to socialize. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we look back 20 years later, and we all still in connection, and I could see you hadn't seen you in 10 years. I'd be like, oh, man, that's my friend. That's my friend. We hung together in college. You know, that means a lot.
Right.
You know, it means a lot, man, when you can, you know, you can remember people by just conversations, and I'm not talking about conversations over the phone. I'm talking about conversations in person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people came and they spoke to you, you know, they saw you on the yard on the path by, how you doing, you know, walking up to you, what's your name? Now you can't even walk up to an average person. They be like, What you talking to me for?
For real.
You know, just being, you know, just genuinely. Back then, we had that bond, and you know, and I was sharing with Hot with it. You know, these kids these days, you know, they don't know what it is to socialize.
Right.
They don't know what it is to hang out at the park and talk to your, you know, your roommate or talk to friends that you met up with and just have conversation. Because when we were at Grambling, little did we know it was called networking. But we didn't know it was networking. But that's what we were doing. We were networking.
Okay. You ain't never lying.
Because people was from different backgrounds. You had people from down south, up north, you know, West Coast, East Coast, you know, up north, you know, Chicago, you know. You had people everywhere, California, New York, you know, Ohio. You know, we had people in towns that we never heard of that was on the map.
Yeah.
And, I was just reflecting on, you know, I didn't know her personally, but, you know, I felt comfortable enough to have a conversation. We was doing shout outs on the show, and I was feeling where she was coming from, you know, and you know, we had a bond over the telephone, you know, and I mean, you know, you hear today, you go on tomorrow. You know, you tell your friends that they're your true friends. You tell your friends, even your enemies too, that you love them. Because, you know, when I see y'all, Andy, my homeboys, you know, I might then talk to you in, you know, 6 or 7 months. But when I see you, I'm going to be like, what's up? You know, what's going on?
Right
you
know, on.
Because that's just that genuine love that we had on the yard. And I think that's why, you know, I don't know what people say about Grambling State University. But Grambling State University, it was truly by its name. It was where everybody was somebody, and everybody was somebody. If you went to Grambling, you were somebody. We didn't know you by. You remember, we didn't know you by Social Security number or your ID number. No, we knew you by your name.
Yep.
Your name. Not just a pass by or, you know, or what's your number? I need your number. Don't say hello to me. I need your number. No, we didn't have that. At Grambling, it was your name or your nickname.
Or your nickname, right.
They knew you. They knew of you. They knew somebody that was in your inner circle. And that's the bond. Because I have to truly say, Abby, out of all my 38 years of life, I met my best friends at Grambling.
Real talk.
Yeah, I met my best friends at Grambling, and like I was telling how with it, you know, I had a bittersweet moment when I graduated in 97. You know, I had to go to my graduation and go to my grandfather's funeral, and he was my friend. He was my best friend because he supported me, and he was there for everything that I needed and even stuff that I didn't need. He was there. He was there to give encouraging words, and when I was think I couldn't make it, you know, I could call him up and have a conversation. It didn't matter what time of the night. See, that's what a true friend is. No matter what time of the night, what situation, what you got on, if you could just take 5 minutes out of your day and just, you know, talk to somebody, because you never know what they're going through. You know, you never know, because a lot of people pride get in their way, and they're not going to want to tell you they're down. But for me, if my friends call me, I'm there. I'm gonna give them encouraging words, and also we're going to laugh, too. We're going to laugh, and then we're going to cry, then we're going to laugh again.
Right on. You can't beat that. You can't beat
it. That's just me.
I mean, just what you said alone wraps up pretty much an entire premise, because that's everything. You know, developing a friendship, especially like what you said in college, I don't know what they put in the food there, what's in the dirt, or just what's in that little small zip code, 71235. But folks, this little place called Grambling, Louisiana, you'll find out your friends real quick. For a lifetime.
That's right, Andy. That's right, Andy.
For a lifetime. It's something that goes on in that camaraderie, because what happens is everything that you've developed over the years has given you a roadmap into a certain type of person that you are about to become. And then you gather with people who have, you know, like minds, similar backgrounds, or something that might be interesting to you. Like Molly said, from all walks, Chicago, New York, California, Houston, you know, Wet Stick, Louisiana, just some more small towns that you all get together and you get to know people, you get to understand people, you get to understand yourself. You find out things about yourself you didn't even know because of the friendship and the connection that you have with somebody else. I mean, imagine, Molly, you can probably tell them, you know, like I can. You got $3 to last you all week. It's Tuesday.
That's right.
You made that friendship and you connected to somebody, y'all going to be good.
That's right. I remember sharing, and I don't know if you remember this, but I remember sharing a five-piece special at Tasty's. It would be $3.50. You know, you get two thighs and three legs, and you get a piece of, not a biscuit, not a roll, but you got a piece of light bread. And it'll be so soaked up with grease, you know, didn't nobody even have time to complain about, oh, man, I don't want that. No, this, and thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Right.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, the bonds that we had at Grambling is like no other, man. It's like no other. And all my friends, I have to say, since I moved to Houston, are Gremlinites. Not people that are from here, but they're Gremlinites, people that I went to school with that I knew on a one-on-one basis. And we were, I went to Grambling when I was 17 years old. And people that I've been knowing 20-plus years, man, that knew me when I was vulnerable and know me now when I'm grown and doing my thing. You know, so, I mean, friendship, it's hard to find somebody who you can lean on and talk to and really call your friend.
Right.
It's, you know, and I have one good friend. I have to give her a shout out. And we've been friends, Andy, since we were juniors in high school, and we went to Louisiana Girls State for all the girls, Louisiana Girls State, that went down to LSU. We were friends at Girls State, and we got together at high school day at Grambling. And I remember her from going to Girls State, and she remembered me. So our conversation was just already chopped up, and she was just like, I'm going to Grambling, too. I'm going to Grambling. And so from then, we had a bond when we were in high school through college, and she's still my friend now. I can't go and get in my car and go see her like 30 minutes away. She's 4.5 hours away, but I have to give my shout out to my girl, my dog, my road dog. She answered the phone at 4 a.m. whenever I need. I could be traveling home at 1 o'clock in the morning. I tell her I'm coming through. She gonna open up her door, and that's Rhonda Tillman. Rhonda Run. That's my girl. My girl.
Hell yeah.
That's 20-plus years rolling tight.
That's your freaking roll dog, huh? It don't matter what you say, what you do, regardless of the situation, that's still your dog.
That's right.
And you know what?
How wealthy I be on the phone, or how ghetto I might act when I'm out, or how many nasty jokes I say, she's still my friend. That's my girl. She's going to be like, man, that's just Molly, man. Molly, good people. That's just Molly. You got to know her in order to love her. You got to know her.
And it's a trip, Molly, because most people really don't allow that friendship to outweigh that person. They make that situation or their issue bigger than that person is. And that's sad.
Yeah.
You know, little things that can happen. They'll find whatever little problem or something like that and make that bigger than who we are. That little issue or little thing that could be holding you up. I mean, you know, Molly cool, but she cussed people out. I don't can't be cool with her. Really? Well, AB, you cool, but nah, you be doing some things I don't really like. It's supposed to outweigh me as a person.
There are
people out there right now that'll be like, I don't want anything to do with him because of a situation that happened in the past. And they make that situation bigger than the person, bigger than the heart. And will live with that for God knows how long, maybe take it to the grave.
The rest of their life, Andy, they hold it. They're going to hold it.
Yeah.
They're going to hold it. To every time you see them or even somebody bring up your name, they gonna hold it, and they gonna be like, yeah, he cool, like you said, because I have a lot of people that tell me, yeah, Molly cool, but you know she gonna say something that might hurt your feelings, but she cool.
Yeah, but the but factor, they're always looking for the excuse not to bring you in. Or not to truly open up. Man, I remember that time you pushed somebody when you was in the fifth grade. You ain't shit. You mean. Really? Really? So you're going to judge everything of my entire life based on one incident.
Exactly.
See, the true definition of a friend, Molly, one of the things is people who know something about you that can hurt you but will never use it against you.
That's right.
That's a real friend. I know you're downfall.
That's real
talk. I know what you go through. But does that outweigh the person that you are?
Speak,
I see you taking your mom
speak.
With you to the church on Sunday, you know, developing a good relationship with your child. But I remember that time you cut somebody off in traffic, nigga, and flipped them off. Boy, you ain't shit. I can't stand you as a person. You're horrible. That's crazy.
Say it, AB.
But that's real. It was something, I put this on Facebook, Molly. It was something, I want you to check this out, because this fucked my head all the way up when I read this article and I heard somebody say that at a funeral service, on an average of only 10 people will actually cry at your funeral.
I don't believe.
Only 10. And what makes it even worse, this is the tripped out part that got me. You know what's going to determine whether or not somebody goes to your grave site upon the burial? The weather.
Tim.
The weather. What the condition of the weather is outside the day you die. Regardless of what kind of life you might have lived and what kind of impact you may have had on anybody or anything, it's raining out here. It'll be cool. I miss that. Or it's too cold. Too much traffic. Wrap up the sum of your life in the last few moments of you being here in existence, or just to lay your body to rest on the condition of the weather. Incredible.
You tell the truth, AB. You tell the truth.
If it's sunshine, everybody's going to be there.
Everybody's going to be there. But who's going to ride or die when times get tough? We know good and well that all of the country right now is going over a mortgage crisis right now, trying to refinance and modify staying at home. So, you know, we know somebody who's in that type of situation. Went in, got this big old house back in the day, now they can't afford it for whatever reason. That don't make you a bad person. You just fell into the trap. You got caught up. Nah, I can't keep it with you. You can't keep no house. You got to get an apartment. That's bullshit. Things happen in people's lives. And if
you
can't stand up and be there for somebody when they go through based on that type of situation, the current issue that they may be having, are you really a friend?
Because
you just never know what somebody's going through and how much they really might need just to hear you say, it's going to be all right. I got you. Because that can make or break somebody. You know that at Grant, we didn't have much.
Mm-mm.
But AB, let's talk about the friends that they really are not friends, but they're associates.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
You know, because you know you have these people out here that if you're not in a ranks, are you not worthy of them or have the same surroundings that they have, then you can't be cool with me. But AB, I've always been like this, and I'm gonna say it, and I've always said it. You know, I grew up, we was middle class. You know, I had things. You know, at Graham, you know, I had a refrigerator, TV, microwave, you know, room just fixed up, hooked up. But everybody didn't have it at Grandma.
Right.
But because of my mouth and the things that I said, because I said what was on my mind and what I thought, people say, you know, like go back to that, but, you know, Molly cool, she good peeps, you know, she got money, she got this, but, you know, she'll talk about your ass in a minute. But I'm not, would you rather for me to come and talk about you behind your back or a group of people, or would you rather for me to tell you straight up in your face?
Preach.
I need to know, man. I mean, AB, what's your opinion about that? Would you want it behind your back, or would you want it straight and front and personal? How you want it?
Because I want it straight up. I want it in my face. Tell me, because that's something, if it's behind my back, I still can't see it. How can I grow from that? How can I learn? Even if it hurts my feelings, it just hurts my feelings. It won't kill me. I'm learning. That's one thing, and I'll give this to Nicole, man. She told me, I mean, she was like, you know what, dude? Anybody else would have cut your ass off a long time ago because you say some foul stuff. You really don't know what kind of words you say can kind of hurt people. Really? Tell me, like what? I don't know. It's a part of growing. Other people would just be like, nah, I don't want to deal with him, and leave it right there instead of addressing the issue. We don't know. If you tell somebody behind their back, they still don't know. How do you really help them grow? Because they may not even realize it's really happening.
Mm-hmm.
You got a booger in your nose. You ain't going to say nothing to nobody? You gonna let them make it? How they gonna know? Unless they see it straight up, they gonna feel around the back of their head, be like, you know what? It might be something in here, just the way people are treating me differently. When all you gotta do is be like, hey, dog, you need to get that right there, left nostril.
Yep.
Whole outcome is different. Because they don't know. Might not be intentional, but they just don't know. And it's called help. Constructive criticism, if you will. If they take it the wrong way, yeah, it could be your delivery. Or maybe nobody's ever taken the time to express this to them before, whatever that issue might be. The definition of a friend is somebody that's going to tell you something, even though it might hurt your feelings, to make you a better person.
That's right.
And many times we let that issue go on because they don't want to tell them, and it'll be more comfortable to say something behind their back to everybody else. That's that nigga with that booger in his nose. You know, he don't never do that. You know what I'm saying? What, really? When it could have been easily taken care of in your communication.
Why that nigga with that bad breath?
Right. He don't know. Maybe he don't smell that shit. Breath smell like hot gorilla ass, and he'll never know unless somebody hand him some scope, point him into the direct. Hey, dog, you want some gum? Now, dog, play, you might want to chew on this for just a little bit or just not talk to everybody right now.
Makes a big difference. I call people like that talk behind your back, I call them snakes.
Because they not
man enough or woman enough, you know, they could get with their friends. You know how they get riled up and they get pumped up, and then they want to talk about, you know, they want to talk about somebody. But I'm like this. We were just having this conversation a couple of weeks ago, and one of my friends, called me up and she was telling me about, you know, how the girl acting funny, woo, woo, woo. And I was like, first of all, you know, we're not girls anymore. We're grown women. And I said, second of all, let me just stop you right here, because you telling me ain't going to solve nothing. You need to call her and tell her to her face. But then, you know, my friend was like, well, I don't want no confrontation. It ain't going to be no confrontation because, you know, in the long run, she going to respect you, you know, for coming out and telling her right to her face. Then you kickling and cackling and going and having a whole conversation at your job, a whole conversation at happy hour, a whole conversation just, you know, just sitting on the telephone. Because, see, me, Andy, I'm going to keep it 101. And I've been keeping it 101 ever since I was in the sixth grade. Because, you know, I was always the standout because I was, you know, 6 foot tall, big old, you know, caramel brown girl, you know, big talker, shit talker, and, you know, on the chubby side. And people thought that I had low self-esteem. I don't have no... I tell people all the time, I don't have no low self-esteem because I love me for who I am. When I look in the mirror, when I get up every morning, I tell myself, I love Molly, I love me. Because if I don't love myself, who else the fuck gonna love me?
Hello.
Can I get amen? Can I get amen? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You know, and people need to, if people will come and be more, I'm not saying you have to be derogatory, straightforward, but just say what's on your mind and get it out in the open so that way, like you said, if there's any discrepancies, then we can handle it. We can grow from it. Okay, I did that. Maybe I shouldn't have did that. You know, I'm sorry that you felt like that, but this is my opinion. Now, we can probably disagree to agree, but it still stands on what I need to say or what I'm, you know, this is how I feel. This is how I roll. Now, if you don't want to roll with me, you ain't got to roll with me. Well, if you're going to be my friend, then you need to come and tell me how straight is, how it is, you know, because sometimes we could, you know, we could be doing things, A-B, and sometimes we don't know what we're doing. We don't know. You know, sometimes we don't really put thought in things that I know. Sometimes I don't put thought in the things that I say, and I've learned over the years that I have to kind of, like, think about things before I say it because I might hurt somebody's feelings because that person might not have, you know, a stronger personality to handle it, like you say, constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you an instance that just happened at my job last week. You know, 2 weeks ago, we had a potluck at the job. And so one of my coworkers bought a red velvet cake. And he was like, make sure you get a piece of that, Miss Taylor. And I was like, yeah, for sure. So I got a piece of it because, you know, he's showing love. He got a big cake, woo, woo, woo. But when I bit into the cake, it was nasty. It wasn't sweet. I said, oh, man, it's a diabetic cake. So I didn't go run and tell my other coworkers. I went to him. We was at duty, and I was like, say, man. And he was like, how'd you like the cake? And I was like, listen, man, I don't know what happened, but this time your cake lady didn't come through.
Mm.
I said, because people were cutting hunks and eating one bite and chucking it in the trash. But he, in one end, called me a hater. He said I was a hater. And I said, I don't went from being your friend at work to a hater because I said the cake was nasty. Instead of you, when you come to me and I'm telling you the cake was delicious and knowing that it ain't delicious. So I asked him that magic word. I said, would you rather for me to have lied to you or sit up and tell you the truth that your cake lady slipped this time? I said, we all human. She probably forgot the sugar. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you can't sample a finished product. This is like with having a friend. You can't see the future and see if your friendship gonna last forever. It's just like you going to work every day. You gotta go to work. You gotta work on it because it's gonna be ups and downs, smiles and frowns, and fusses and fights. It's gonna be that. But when it lasts, you know it lasts because that friend gonna be there regardless of what you say, how you say it, and they gonna listen. See, a good friend is going to always listen. I always say that a good friend going to always listen.
That's real talk. The definition of a friend, folks. Molly's on the line. For those of you who are just joining in, we're talking about tonight's topic. The definition of a friend is. Chime in. Give us your thoughts. If you know a good friend, if you are a good friend, what constitutes that relationship that you have? 646-727-3279 is the calling number. We want to hear from you. Because Molly made up a good point. If you're not telling them and they're just going on and don't know, are you really being a good friend? Are you really being somebody that's genuine, they can care, that they can come to and truly get a good word from you about them in that circumstance? Really? Are you really doing your best to really help that person out? To savor somebody's feelings?
And you know what, AB? We need to talk about those fake-ass friends, too.
Well, let's get right to it. I couldn't wait for some. Listen, that's where I really want to go, because they take on the label of something that's really not them. And they say that's who they are, but they're coming probably just to see what you got, who you are. Maybe take a little bit from it because that could be their end. That's what I'm talking about. They say they're friends. Yeah, we cool. Let me just kind of see what you got. Let me take a little bit from you, friend. And once I get a little bit of that, I can go ahead and ride off into the sunset because I know enough about you that I can go on and I'm trying to make myself a little bit better. There are people out there that want to get close to you because they don't have, it's something that they don't have and that they're missing. And they see that you're genuine, they see that you have a good heart, they see that you mean well, and they know that you will let them in. And once they get a piece of you or a piece of something that you have, they're good. They take. They don't give. They take. People who constantly call you and ask you for things, but never have anything to give to you at all. You hungry, they hungry, they call you because you know, you might have a food stamp. Your kitchen might be full of food. But they can't never, ever not even offer you, hey, man, listen, you know, we over here trying to get a little bite to eat. I thought about you. No, it ain't much. I just want to make sure you get a little something because you've been looking out after me. Now, I think it's best if we just go on and take. We hungry? Oh, yeah, we can go over here and holler at AB, and we can go over here and holler at Lil Johnny, or we can go over here and holler at Lil Mike. I know they got it. Never once thinking about how they can give back to you. Take. They drain you. They take from you. Never giving anything back. And if you're truly a friend like that, see, watch your folks real closely, people. Watch the people that are around you, very, very close, and you'll see. They'll show you signs. Are they really a good friend? You going through, I'm going to tell you like this. It shows subconsciously what you do, what you say. If they're close to you and they are a true friend, they'll know that there is an issue going on with you. They maybe know that you may be going through something. And they'll offer something. It doesn't have to be money. It could be time. It could be an ear. It could be an opportunity. Hey, listen, man, I know you're going through something right now, but I just want to let you know I'm here for you if you need me. You can call me whenever. Hey, listen, I know you're going through some tough times right now. I don't have a lot of money, but I can put maybe $20, $30 in your pocket for some gas. I'm going to give you an example of what this young lady did for me. We're talking about Nicole, the one that called in, Shaky. I had to go to a doctor's appointment. If anybody knows the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you can kind of attest to this. I had to go to a doctor's appointment 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Had to go to a doctor's appointment. This is how important this was to me and how well it stuck out, Molly. Had to go to a doctor's appointment, and I live in the, Northwest Dallas, part close to DFW. My doctor's appointment was in a little region called South Lake, which was on the other side up north. It's roughly about 6 miles from me. But just the word, hearing the word South Lake, if you live in Dallas, they probably backed up right there just because I said South Lake. This young lady was staying in an apartment off of 75 and Mockingbird, North Dallas area. And my car was there. I had, need to get some brakes done, need some work on my vehicle. She came and she picked me up, which is a 30-mile drive from where she lived, to take me 6 miles around the corner from my house. Made sure I made it to my doctor's appointment on time, stayed in the car while I was in there. And once my appointment was over, took me back home, dropped me off, and went on about her business.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
I was in awe the whole time because I'm like, who does this? You all right with me. You know what I'm saying? The average person nowadays, you down the street, dog, you know how much gas is? You know how much, it's too much traffic. The excuses are going to pile up because they're looking for a reason not to give back. They're looking for that out so they don't have to pour out and back into you.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing to ask for. Gas, no, I'm going to give it to you. Oh, you know, okay, that's cool. But she didn't even, it wasn't a concern. I just know this is something that you needed. There are not too many people on this planet that will reach out to you and help you genuinely without trying to get something back.
That's right.
Are they
baby.
Really going free?
That's right.
Is there anything that you've done for somebody? You may want to take up a check yourself. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror, because if you are, you know that you're the one we're talking about tonight. Because if you can't find something in yourself to say, you know what, this person is bigger than their situation, and as a friend, as a confidant, I'm going to give of myself to make sure that they get over this situation, rather than leave them in the situation that they're in and make that situation bigger than who they are. You foolish mortal, are you not looking at the big picture? Do you always have to have the upper hand on somebody? Because it makes you feel like you're in control, so you can go back to everybody else who's not their friend and go back and say something. Maybe in reality, model, they want to live their own reality TV show and have the, you know how they have the little drama on TV, the little whoever they are, and they go back to the caption and go back and they talk about people and they talk about their situation. Try to live their little life like that. Mm. Yeah, you know, this nigga ain't had no money to go even go. He can't even get no car. Go to the doctor. Really. Situation. Because now, baby, this takes a turn. I can take you and your family to the doctor. Posse up. It was a situation. And we all go through it. If you continue to live this thing called life, you're going to have situations. You're going to have setbacks. You're going to have problems. And if you're not in position to take care of those things because it's bigger than you, what you doing? Who you doing this for? So you can go back and make a Facebook post about what you did so special to somebody? Woo! Really? 646-727-3279. I see the phone lines are lit up. That's what I'm talking about tonight. The definition of a friend is somebody who will listen and get some information from you and learn. The reason we even do this particular broadcast, folks, is because this is what matters. This makes sense. It's a way of giving back each and every week. Ain't nobody charging you to be on this phone. As long as you paid your bill, you good. As long as you can learn something and take from this and give it to somebody else, you good. But are you just listening by yourself each and every week Like, yeah, this is cool. I ain't going to tell nobody else. This is my show. Or are you not partaking in trying to spread that message? Say, you know what? Y'all need to get an ear of this right now. We were at Neo's for the fight party this past weekend, for the Mayweather-Cotto fight party. And the young lady had stopped me on my way into the door. Like, I appreciate you for that show you did last week. We need to hear that. And her homegirl, Molly, sat right next to her. Girl, what show are you talking about? You know, this is the guy that wrote the book. This is the one that did the show. He talked about, you know, those situations with me and the Down Low Brothers. We need to hear that. Well, what space you in? I need to hear too. Yeah, let somebody know, because we never know who needs to hear this information. Somebody right now is probably going through, Molly, who's having a difficult time really communicating to a friend of theirs. Going through a particular situation, don't really know how to talk to them. Get it right here. Learn tonight.
And it probably was somebody that was listening that probably been with a Down Low Brother.
But hello.
And didn't know the signs.
Didn't know the signs.
You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they needed to know that information. You know, we went to school. We went to school last week, Andy. We did Down Low 101.
And, you know, this is the thing that got me, Molly, because somebody actually told me it ain't no more Grambling State University, GSU. They run around so confused now, they call the school GSU, gay, straight, and undecided. Hold on, player. What you mean? You know what I'm saying? What's talking about? That's part of me. That's part of my community. I mean, I graduated 15, 17 years ago. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. That's a long time ago. Anyway, just in itself, if that's something that I went through, and my family, my tradition, my alma mater is going through something like that, then somebody's not saying something. And it's a growing epidemic. Don't think it won't hurt you immediately because it's hitting your alma mater.
That's right. That's right.
So it's coming.
But Andy, do you remember when, I don't know what year you came to Grambling, but I can remember when we were on the yard, and I remember we had the people from the infirmary and from if people don't know what that is, it's like the nurses, the nurse station on campus. And I remember when we first arrived on campus, you know, we had the nurse to come by, and she talked to us, and she gave us a kit. And
yeah.
In that kit, I don't know if you remember this, in that kit you had deodorant, you had condoms, you had you know, tampons for the females. You know, you have a book in there about, for the females, about, you know, your change, you know, things that you, you know, gonorrhea, or they talked about diseases, and even for the males also. And I just asked one of the students when I was down there last year for homecoming, do they still get those boxes out? And
nah.
They was like, what boxes? What information?
Right.
And we in a world right now, and in Texas alone right now, and even Dallas. It's like Dallas is like one of the number one cities out there now with the epidemic of HIV positive.
Mm.
And that's real talk. That's real talk.
Right. That is
real
talk.
I want to talk about I know, but I wanted to talk about, too, Andy, the homie level friend. But we're going to get into a whole nother topic. The homie level friend, and the homie level friend is one of those friends that you know, might be a male to a female that, you know, they, you know, you call them up every now and then, and they come hit it, and then they go on about their business. That's a homie level friend.
Right.
And, you know, it's a lot of that homie level friend because people are feeling like, well, he my friend, and I could give him a little piece. But if you're going to give him a little piece, and that's your friend is not going to ask you for a little piece, because if that's your friend, if y'all friends first, then that friend's going to want to develop a relationship.
Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? Because, see, you got your fake-ass friends. Let's just get it down, Andy. Fake-ass friends. You got friend first, fake-ass friends, homie-level friends, and then convenient friends. We ain't even, we touched on the convenient friends, and we already know the definition of what a convenient friend is. I mean, you convenient for whenever they need your bitch ass. I'm just putting it out there.
Right. Exactly. You know what
I'm just keeping it 100. You know, need your bitch ass. When they need your bitch ass, because they already going to be proudly smiting, talking about, yeah, I can call her. Yeah, she can give me 50. She can give me 50. I can pay her back whenever.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Church, I'm with you.
Man, we need to put that shit, we need to patent that shit and put that shit on a t-shirt. We need to get with Hot Water Apparel and put that shit on a t-shirt.
Yeah,
that's
click like
if you
can pitch your ass friend.
That's right, man. I'm seeing that's a concept, man, right there. Because people right now, they listening right now. And they know that they a fake-ass friend. They know they a fake-ass friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they know they're a convenient friend.
Only
they know
when
it right now.
That's your
yeah,
job.
They know it now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they know it now. They know it. They on the phone quiet. You know what? They might have just hung up because we hit them in the chest with that. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is real,
dog. My mama always said that people don't pay you. If you're not getting paid for your thoughts, then you don't need to give them up.
Woo!
But I'm just, realm of thought, I'm just saying, Andy, you know what I'm saying? Because people can run their mouth and tell you what you could do, should do. But I feel like if you're not coming from the heart and from the soul and from the gut and keeping it 100 with me, then I can't even put you in that category of being a friend.
And shouldn't. Because your situation, your circumstance should not determine the value that person brings to you.
That's right. Let's just get a witness. Can the church say amen? Can the church say amen?
The church is gonna say amen and also bring on other voices gonna have to chime in. I told y'all folks, I don't know where else you can go and keep it 100 like this. You know, one of the biggest things that a lot of young adults nowadays are tied up in their video games, and they love to play their video games rather than just watching TV or doing homework or stuff like that. What we don't really pay attention to is the video games are big right now. They're so big and they're taking over. And a lot of people, a lot of ladies, and a lot of men are sitting here wondering, how come, you know, they want to spend that time in the video game, and how come they just want to be involved in video games? Well, number one, it's a surreal atmosphere. It's not real. But at the same time, they control the outcome. Just like when you watch a movie over and over again, my favorite movie, Harlem Nights, I know how it's going to end. I know what's going to happen. I may look in there and be like, you know what? If Quick hadn't done this, maybe chances are they wouldn't be. You know, you try to change, but you can't change the outcome. These video games, you can change the outcome. Ask any Madden player right now. Play after play after play, you're going to change your scheme up to try to have a different outcome each and every time. But that's the reality of it. You're in control. You control the outcome. Especially with that friend, it's not going to be the same situation over and over again. The results are going to be different, but you're still involved in that person's life and their lifestyle. 646-727-3279. I got my man Michael Styles Jackson on the phone right now that wants to chime in real quick with his Molly. Mike, what's up with it?
Hey, what's up, Andy Brown? What's happening? What's happening to everybody out there, and how's your weekend land? I just got to chime in because y'all talking about my favorite thing right now, which is talking about what the fuck a friend really is, man.
Come on with it then.
Man, I have been dealing with this shit for like maybe the last couple of months. I'm the type of cat when I first meet somebody, and I'm probably a rare cat because I'm going to give you trust, love, respect, honesty, and the whole 9 yards off the back until you prove that you ain't shit. So
that's right.
I really hate for motherfuckers who play on that friendship as a weakness.
Okay, talk about it.
All right, man. I'm the type of cat, when I sit up here and I say I'm best friends with somebody, that means that's an unconditional love that I have for that person. That means I'm going to go to the ends of the earth. If my friend called me at 5 in the morning and I ain't had sleep for 48 hours and I'm just about to get into it, if they call and say they need to talk about something, I'm going to be there to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm that dude. I'm that friend that'll sit up here and tell you the truth about your motherfucking self if I see you slipping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you about it. All right? I'm that friend that if I ain't got a motherfucking dime to my name, but I got a penny in my pocket and you need it, you got it.
Right.
But let's talk about these friends who know this about you. Know what type of dude or what type of female you are, but they'll sit up here and swear up and down they got love and respect and honor and trust in you, and that they your best friend to the end, and they use the shit out your ass.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Train you like a watch.
Let's go on and just put it out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about these motherfuckers who sit up here and be like, You know, you my bestie, you my best friend, I'd do anything for you, but then when you ask for simple shit, or you sit up here and you go out your way to do shit, even when not asked, but because it's your friend, you gonna sit up here and help out. But when they see your ass strained up, and you might need to pull back and do things for yourself, these motherfuckers get selfish.
Right.
But as soon as you sit up and say, nah, I need to take care of my business, I got to do this, I got to do that, say, I'm going to hold up on doing this, now all of a sudden you a selfish motherfucker. Because you got to take care of home. But they want you to take care of their home.
Take care of them.
Yeah. But they call themselves a friend. I ain't never seen friends like this. I ain't never seen no shit like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about these same friends that, matter of fact, I've seen friends like this. I've had the homie lover friends. Now, let's take it back to when R. Kelly was talking about homie lover friends. He's talking about that motherfucker that's your best friend, but then at the same time, y'all getting y'all groove on when y'all in between, or that other person you with, they ain't acting right, but you know you got this friend, y'all understand each other. But then you got this new wave homie lover friend, which to me is kind of like what was being talked about, that convenient friend. The only time they around is when you need a piece.
Huh.
The only time they come around is when they need something from you. You know, them and they do get into it, they need a listening ear. You don't never hear from them, and all of a sudden they want you to listen. They want you to come comfort. You know what I'm saying? When things ain't going right, or things ain't going right in their world, then they want to come holler at you. But when everything cool and kosher,
you don't hear shit.
Oh,
hey, smooth. Hey, I ain't got no problems. I ain't got no issues.
You know what I'm saying? Because, see, them type of friends, them some dangerous motherfuckers.
Already?
Because, well, I done seen cats. I done seen best friends. This real talk. I had some friends that was in school, man. And this chick and this dude, they was best friends. And whenever her and her dude would get into it, then she be all up on her best friend. Her best friend start catching feelings. And before we left school that year, man, that boy ended up killing himself and killing her in the parking lot. Behind being the best friend. Because
too
she
much,
was bleeding him on. You know what I'm saying? See, people have to take understanding and realize that being friends is not some shit you play with. Being friends is how you sit up here. If I be friends to somebody, I'm going to help strengthen them any way I can. I'm not going to tear their ass down. I'm not going to play games, and I ain't going to try to run around corners and trick motherfuckers. because I need some change, or I know he got a good heart or she got a good heart, I can get whatever I need when I want it. Because eventually the motherfucking chicken's going to come home and roost on your ass. And then you're going to be looking like Willie Foo-Foo. Stupid than a motherfucker. When you realize you probably lost the best thing you could have in the world, which is almost as good as having a brother or a father, a mother or a sister in your life that really love your ass, then you realize, oh, shit, I done lost everything. Because when you lose your family, a lot of times if you don't have family, you got friends. But when you lose your friends, you ain't got shit.
That's real talk. Real talk.
And I'm speaking gospel
on that. Mike is coming with it. That's I don't know what else to say, man. That's real talk. Hold the line, Mike. I got to get Big Ray on the line because, you know, it is what it is with Big Ray. He comes with
already.
It. He is here to stay. He got something to say, folks. Big Ray, what's going on?
Andy Brown, what's going on? I'm going to break it down to as low as common vernacular. You got a few kind of friends. You got friends in need, friends in deed, and then you got that friend that stick closer than a brother. Friends in need, them the ones that hit you up every time they need something, but you can't find them when you need something in return. Or they catch amnesia, forgot that you didn't help them out, and forgot to get back the loan that they thought it was a gift. But, you know, you let them slide. You got friends indeed. That friend indeed is that friend you can call in the middle of the morning. And they come all the way across town to pick you up because, for whatever reason, your transportation went down, tire flat, or whatever. They ain't going to ask you no questions, take you where you need to go. Ain't going to ask you for no gas, no extra, no, none of that. All right? Then you got that friend that stick closer than a brother. You got some friends on earth like that, but they got one friend that's going to be a friend for always, and that's Jesus. And I tell people, Jesus, your mama, and the weight room is your best friends. Everybody else is expendable. I said again, Jesus, your mama, and the weight room are your best friends. Everybody else is expendable. Jesus ain't going to leave you. Your mama going to love you and want nobody else. Everybody else will play you for it. Now, you got some friends. Hey, they stick with you. Hey, man. Right. They'll stick with you when the ship going down. But, hey, right before the ship, buddy, hey, dude, I went to the end of the line with you. It's about to go under. I'm about to help. At least they tell you, hey, I'm about to jump ship. You won't catch the rowboat with me. But you going down the ship. At least they'll let you know. That's a clock
right.
Free. You know, and then they got something. Hey, don't go down the ship or be trying to pull you up. Man, get your butt off this ship. We going to get another ship. We can't get another you.
Say it again.
You know,
already.
You know that's what a real one do. You got some fake friends. You got some wannabe friends. Then you got some people that want to be like you, smile in your face, and you know, talk about you behind the back. What the old school song is called, the backstabbers.
Yeah,
but you know, everybody play an important part in the ecosystem. I whenever I have an event, I always invite at least 3 to 5 haters so they can go back and tell somebody. That's cool for market advertising.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right.
You you want to get the word out. You know that one blabbermouth. You go, hey, man, look here. We got this event over here, but it's kind of private. Don't tell nobody. Don't you know about 5,200? Start hitting you up. But see, you got to accurately assess people when you let them in your circle. You got to check them in the spirit that they're working with. A lot of times, people just think, you know, I'm hugging your Lord. You know what I'm saying? I don't stress over life. I know what you're working with. I just don't trip because life's too short. I got things to do. But like I say, everybody play an important part in the ecosystem. Everybody you meet can do at least 2 things for you. It's up to you to figure out what them 2 things is. And, you know, I had an old Chinese man one time tell me, I said, Mr. Such and Such. I said, you use that person. He said, the guy put him here to be used. He said, it's all right to use people as long as you don't misuse them. I was
Folks, this is what it's all about. It ain't just about me. I understand y'all need to get this. This is our show up in truth. These are our topics and our lifestyles. Molly, hold the line. Mike, hold the line. Ray, hold the line. I got one more caller we got to bring in before we bring it to a close. Ashley is on the line, and she wants something to say tonight. Go ahead and talk to us, Ash. What's up?
Yes, my whole thing about friends is that, like, okay, as far as homie level friends and all that good stuff, okay, there is a friend and there's an associate. As far as in my era, and younger people and all that good stuff, there's a friend and there's an associate. A friend is a friend, period. A friend is somebody that's going to be there when you meet them and all that other stuff and all the good qualities that they have. A friend is also a person that will get in your ass and tell you when you're wrong, because a person that mm-hmm. loves you will chastise you. I've learned that. My family has taught me that. Now, as far as an associate is just somebody that you just fuck with. You might see on the regular. You might work with. You might go to take your babies to the park with or something like that. Even somebody that you might have prayer with is not somebody necessarily you are a friend with. That's what is considered to me is an associate. But as far as the whole homie lover friend and stuff, like, to me that doesn't really exist, because nowadays it's cool to be a side chick. Until you get main chick feelings. And then you gotta go. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to be a boo thing. You know what I'm saying? They think about this shit. Like, nobody wants to be a husband and a wife. They want to be a wifey or a hubby. And that's just not cool to me. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy now, but as far as, like, that also, to me, falls into the category of an associate, because, I mean, hey, you're only going to fool with them when you need them or when you want to talk to them. And any other time, you're going to avoid them. That's what most people do anyway.
Hell yeah. Thank you for that. No, that's real. I mean, I want to thank you for chiming in and saying that. Y'all got to understand, folks, this is what we do. We break down the essence of what things really are and bring it back to life. Y'all heard Molly rip it up all the way through the show. Michael Styles came in and touched up on it. Big Ray laid the alley-oop, and Ashley came in and slam dunked it. This is a team effort, folks. This is just being 100. We're talking about the true essence and the definition of a friend. Some of y'all may struggle with this because you're really not one or have never seen one before. But these are some of the signs that we're giving you tonight so you can recognize a true friend. Or maybe if you're not a real friend, you can get some understanding about how to be one. And even if you are a real friend to somebody, you're just getting confirmation, because that's how you live your life. You give your heart 100% to somebody else because you want to see them grow. You want to see them get theirs. You want to share what's good in you and give out to them. And there's somebody out there that sees that in you and wants to give and put it back into yourself. Everybody that called in tonight on this line, they understand that. They give that because they gave it their time. They give it their word. They give it their experiences to reach back and to show somebody the definition of a friend. Now, all of us live in different worlds and different parts, and we do our own different thing, but you saw the medium that came in between. There were all similar things that related to friendship. It's about growth, people. It's about growing. Anybody that can tell me or sit here and say we tripping, that there's no purpose in this, 3 years strong, real life coaching. I'm emotional tonight because I lost a friend. I lost that person. The spirit will continue to live on, but that person is gone for me. Not only just for me, but coming up this coming Sunday is going to be Mother's Day. Somebody out there, I had to witness and see children losing their mother. That hasn't happened to me yet. But anybody who's lost a parent, lost a relative, they had strong friends around them to support them. Are you willing to be there for somebody when they're going through and there's really nothing you can say to change the situation? But just be strong enough to be there to support and ask for nothing back? See, I know you just took this loss, man, because you gone and, hooked me up with a ride or something. Really? Nah. You have to find it in yourself and just not necessarily always have something to give, but maybe just be there. Our situations change. Last week, I had a great conversation with a young lady. 3 days later, she's gone. My friend is gone. That's tough to take. But I know it's a part of life, and I know life must move on. But just to know that there was somebody that believed in the vision and believed in me and believed in themselves enough to say, you know what, AB, I'm with you. I've got you. I'm going to do what it takes to make this work for us. For whatever way possible, however this journey needs to go forward, I see the vision. That speaks volumes to me. Because not too often did you get someone that will see that, see it in themselves, and say, I got this. Anybody else to say that life coaching is not real, I don't know what you're looking at. I don't know what you're not paying attention to, but this is life-changing situations that happen right here. God put certain people in your life for a reason, a season, and a lifetime that will have an impact on anything that you do. What you get to that give from that person, what you do for that person is going to last a lifetime, and you're going to gain something, whatever it might be. Keep that close to your heart. The definition of a friend is somebody that's always going to be there, regardless of the situation. This is one of the most vivacious persons that I've ever known. But I have made my promise to continue to live my life doing what is necessary, what God has called me to do, to show them that what they believed in and what they put their efforts in was not in vain. This is real deal tonight, folks. The definition of a friend is, dwell on that. Take it back to your Facebook friends. Take it back to your family. Y'all discuss this in your own world, in your own time. Because we'll hit you. I love today's topic. I loved it. As we wrap up the show tonight, I want to thank the folks that chimed in and gave their insight. We want to thank those who have been blogging and expressing their thoughts, sending text messages and listening on the phone. Molly, Mike, Ray, the folks in the chat room, Ashley, everybody. It's bigger than us, folks. You have to see that tonight. And if you had a good time and you got some information out of the show, just tell 5 more people to do what you just did tonight. Log in, listen, and learn something. Because that's what we do. My name is Andy Brown, folks. I keep God first. I want to say go mob to my frat. Good night to my family. We're going to smack you again next week with some real talk. Let's keep the party going for here and forever. Live your life like it's your weekend. Do what you want to do. And I'm gone. Shout out to my girl, Sawishi Nicole Trim. Love you, Shaky. I miss you.